Okay, so I guess we unpause. There we go. Alright, this is Off the Cuff with Vinny, and tonight it is What Matters Worldwide, Rounding the Edge. Thank you, Grimmer. Okay, and so tonight is protocols and punctuation. And the punctuation will follow, but protocols right now, we're talking about a book I've heard about. And did I bring that over? I think I'm doing it right now. I got interrupted right in the middle and remembered I was not recording over there. So let me try that again. Let me copy that. I'll bring it back over here. So get in there. Get in the box. Why couldn't it get in the box? Hey, your key's in the house. You don't have another one?
No, I fucking told you I don't.
Oh, dude. Bump the back door. I couldn't get it to lock good. Oh, crap. Dadgummit. Hold on, y'all. Hey.
Shoot.
I'm on the radio.
You really left my house keys in the house?
Yeah, I did not know that. Bump the back door. It didn't. I couldn't get that thing to latch very good. It'll bump open. All right. Sorry, dude. I didn't. All right, I'm going to move Mike back up here and stand up. This is where I get my better volume, so. Pardon the interruption. Now I got to juggle wires. Wait, oh my God, it's all, we're all going to die. I wonder what this button does. Stand by. Good Lord. Help me. Help me. Help me. Oh, boy. So I think this is a lot of fun. Okay, I'm putting you back in. All right, thanks, Graham. Boy, I got a mess here. I locked his keys in the house. Dang it. Luckily, I think he can break in. Where were I? I know where I was. And, yeah, we're rolling right along. Let me see if I can get back to this. Oh, my. Now I'm standing up and trying to juggle all of this. I'm going to do this. I was so late getting around. I really was. That's why it's off the cuff. Back to sleep. Okay. You can sit there. Let's try this like this. Anyways, this is unofficial. Anyways, I just thought I'd come on and run my mouth, I guess. But, okay, now I may get on track here. First of all, let me respond to the elders of Zion's protocols. Let me read this. I read it earlier today and didn't do a very good job on the Age of Fission with Lonnie Clark. So I'm gonna read it and kind of give her a little edit in interpretation along the way. So this is a vision in this world to see all of us uniting against the Zionists and their protocols, holding hands in wholeness and standing in our power, laughing at them saying no. We know your games, and we'll not fight and kill each other for your synagogue of Satan. It has taken us some time to figure out we're all brothers and sisters. But now it's your time to face your corrupted, disgusting selves and burn in your own created hell. Good fucking riddance. Ah, what a beautiful, beautiful thing that would be. Won't it be a beautiful day? That when they no longer have us divided and conquered, killing each other in hate, all the while it is they who are massacring us all. This is right here is a perfect opening if you go back through here. Now, like I said, I'm only listening an hour, but it sure gives a... I'll get to this in a minute. It gives a good outline plan if you're skeptical. So, let the snowball begin. From now on, say no to killing and hating. Please wake up, brothers and sisters, for our children and their children and their children's beautiful future. For their beautiful future, yes. or they will not have one. And that's a fact. And thanks from a friend for that. Now, like I said, I just started taking the introduction into this right here. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Hearing the reading and the, and they'll even go on to, well, I forget where, let's see. Let me read this table of contents. So, preface, introduction. Who are the elders? The basic doctrine. The economic wars, methods of conquest, materialism replaces religion, despotism and modern progress, takeover techniques, worldwide wars. What matters worldwide? Worldwide wars. That's what's against us, right? Provisional government, re-education. Boy. I think we all need to be a little bit more re-educated, don't we?
What do you say, bro?
Preparing for power. The totalitarian state. Control of the press. Distractions. Assault on religion. Ruthless suppression. Brainwashing. Abuse of authority. Arrest of opponents. Rulers and people. Financial program, loans and credit, power of gold, instilling obedience, qualities of the ruler. I believe we could just kind of cruise on along. Most of them you could probably take off from there and add a lot to. But the fact is, what is presented in this world today, the system that we're living in, it's been outlined. Now, let me stop and say about this. In all fairness, I've just taken the first look, and my first impression is that this is not an authentic Zionist penned paper. There's as far as the techniques of brainwashing, propagandizing is repetition. So they use a lot of this self-identification as Jew and revealing their sinister plans and laughing, ha ha ha, the big Jewish nose guy with the Jew there with his hands in front of him. All right, so I ain't saying it ain't, but nonetheless, even if it's a fakery, and I've not even looked in to see if there's any, what the Anti-Defamation League would say about it or nothing else. I'm just now looking into it. All right. But I've been meaning to for a while. Suggestion from several people to do so. And Hal Anthony mentions it is a pretty good outline of the state of affairs that we're in. Let me pop back over to chat. Here. Still hear me? Can you hear me now? All right. So, that's from the that you watch. Just for fun, let me go back over and copy this one. Let's see here. No, I'm not going to try to chase stuff down, but why don't I just try to talk to you about something. I'll tell you about the cop stop, if y'all ain't seen it. My first cop video, and I questioned him and videoed him and asked him about him but wanting to see my ID. He asked for a driver's license. And first of all, I said, I'm not driving. And let me go over here. In case you ain't seen it, I'll pull it up over here. Anyways, wanted to see my driver's license. And I'm going to go over here so that I can refer to some information I pulled up on here. Now, there he is sniffing my water bottle. Bottle sniffer. Alright, so, I'll read you to my description I put in there. I gave him my name, but not an ID. He admits I don't have to show identification in the video. And before I started recording, he also asked if we had any weed. I said, not yet, nor get some. You should have seen the look on his face. He's a young guy. He's got to be in his 20s. You know, he's a product of this that we're in, right? All of this propagandized program, thinking that he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, right? The guy that's driving the truck I was riding with, he consents and to search and just yes or no, sir. Even goes so far as to me, it's strictly, I mean, it's simply a Stockholm syndrome where, here, what does this say? Where did I put it? Down yonder? Stockholm? Or did I even? Or just in the title? Yeah, I think I just put it in the title. Yeah, the driver was intimidated and coerced into consenting to a search. Look at the coercion law and legal definition. Definitions, uslegal.com. Coercion generally means to impose one's will on another by means of force or threats. Coercion may be accomplished through physical or psychological means. It may occur in a variety of contexts, such as unfair trade practices, which prohibits coercion to sell insurance in most states. This must have been written a long time ago. What? Definitions vary by state and federal laws. For example, one state defines coercion as a crime when a person compels or induces a person to engage in conduct which the latter, has a legal right to abstain from engaging in or to abstain from engaging in conduct in which he has a legal right to engage, by means of instilling in him a fear that if the demand is not complied with, the actor, I'm at an angle here, I read, let me just tilt this a little this way, might be better, the actor or another will cause physical injury to a person or cause damage to property. All right, well, if you go along into that, it's like the self, not self-incriminating yourself. Okay, so I looked up, because I asked him there at the end of, well, in the middle of the video, if that's the way the law reads, and he says, yes, it's an officer's discretion. Well, I would contend that's probably the policy within the Arkansas State Troopers Department, their Troop J. But according to what I found, that the stop and identified law is for exist in the state of Arkansas for loitering. Now, this is 2010 Arkansas Code, Title 5, Criminal Offenses, Subtitle 6, Offenses Against Public Health and Safety or Welfare, Chapter 71, Riots, Disorderly Conduct, and so forth. Subchapter 2, offenses generally, and on and on, loitering. A person commits the offense of loitering if he or she lingers, remains, or prowls in a public place or the premises of another without apparent reason and under circumstances that warrant alarm, or in concern for the safety of persons or property in the vicinity, and upon inquiry by a law enforcement officer refuses to identify himself or herself and give a reasonable, credible account of his or her presence and purpose. What you doing around here in these here parts, boy? I ain't done nothing. I was just sitting here. I was waiting on my cousin to come by. So you are in violation of being black in a white folks area. I'll have to whoop your ass pretty good for you, son, and then we'll run you in. That's generally the way it goes down there. Well, you ain't even got to be black in a white neighborhood. You just be black. But generally, a black man is a shackled runner. And that all comes back into that protocols. All these, they've been playing for a while, ain't they? Huh. But anyways, yeah, social engineering. Yeah. Shackled the black man. Kept him shackled. When you thought to let the black man go, we was all niggas now. We on this plantation together. Oh, sure. All right, if you're offended by that, maybe I'll try a different analogy and say, yeah, we all on the reservation. It ain't looking like it's going to be good supper neither. Okay, where was I back to? Oh, here we go. Lingers, remains, or prowls in or near a school building, not having any reason or relationship involved with custody or a response. Well, I mean, this is a good idea. You don't want no people rolling around where your children's at and they ain't got no business being there. I mean, of course it's not. In the legal, right? The legal. How I was saying it in his past cast this morning, and where was that from? Darn it. I had pulled it up. Now my mind slips. Anyways, before I run off, I run myself around the tree and back into myself and lost my place. I just move on here. Lingers or remains in a public place for the purpose of unlawful gambling. It should be illegal gambling, but yeah, legal gambling, of course, is sanctioned by the state. Y'all don't be throwing no dice back in that back alley now. We'll run you in, sure. Lingers or remains in a public place for the purpose of engaging or soliciting another person to engage in prostitution or deviate sexual activity. Lingers or remains in a public place for the purpose of unlawful buying, distributing, or using a controlled substance. Lingers or remains in a public place for the purpose of unlawful buying, distributing, or consuming alcoholic beverage. Lingers or remains about the presence of another for the purpose of spying upon or invading the privacy of another or papers. Among the circumstances that may be considered in detaining, I just scrolled, I lost my stereo. Whether a person is loitering or that the person takes flight upon the appearance of law enforcement. Refuses. Oh, wait a minute. Let me just back up here just a minute here. Let's read that part again. Lingers or remains on or about the premise any offsite customer bank communication terminal. Yeah, pass that. Okay, here. B. Among the circumstances that may be considered in determining whether a person is loitering are that the person, one, takes flight upon the approach of a law enforcement officer. Why was you running, boy? You was chasing me. Can you get your knee off my neck? God, money. Refuses to identify himself or herself or manifestly endeavors to conceal himself or herself or any object. Oh, I didn't know that was hanging out. Excuse me. No, I wasn't pissing in public. God, no. Unless flight by the actor or other circumstances makes it impractical prior to an arrest for an officer under subdivision A, 1 of this section of law enforcement officer shall afford the actor an opportunity to dispel any alarm that could otherwise cause some serious ass kicking, or perhaps taser, rubber bullets, mace, kicking balls, boot on the neck, jack boot, baby, that would otherwise be warranted by requesting the actor to identify himself or herself and explain, you got some explaining to do, son, and here's a whole presence and conduct. It is a defense to prosecution under subdivision A1 of this section, if, where'd you go? I scrolled. My eyes blink. I think I scrolled too far. Dadgummit, I've lost myself. Oh, it's you, Romeo. Wait, I know I've not gone that. Yeah, I must be where it was. Here it is. It is the defense to a prosecution under subdivision A1 of this section if the law enforcement officer did not afford the defendant an opportunity to identify himself or herself and explain his or her present conduct. Or, two, it appears at the trial that the explanation given by the defendant to the law enforcement officer was true, and if believed by the law enforcement officer at the time, would have dispelled the alarm. What are you doing here, boy? I ain't doing nothing. You better incriminate yourself. I'm gonna run you in. I wasn't doing nothing. I just sat here. What was you thinking about doing? Stop police. Oh, E, loitering is a Class C misdemeanor. Disclaimer. These codes may not be the most recent version. Arkansas may have more current or accurate information. We make no warranties or guarantees about accuracy, completeness, or adequacy of the information contained on this site or the information leaked to the state. Please check out official sources. So this was law.justia.com codes, Arkansas 2010 title 5, subtitle 6, chapter 7, subchapter 2-5-7-213. Show less. No. I just added that in because that's what it said right there. They define it difficult. Those? They must find it difficult. Those who have taken authority as truth rather than truth as authority. Gerald Massey said that. Well, that's what it says where I copied it from. I do have a degree in copy and paste, a master's in click, like, and share. It is long. It's not long. It won't be long now, said the little devil down the railroad track. It has been established that the loss of constitutional freedoms for even minimal periods of time unquestionably constitute irreparable injury. Elrod versus Burns, 427 U.S. 347-373, 1976, plurality opinion, citing New York Times versus the United States. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, July the 10th of 2009. Here. Now, I did click that over. These links I've added in the comments under this video below the description. So here is where'd it go? I think I skipped over. Where'd you go? Oh, maybe I didn't. Hold on, come back there. Alright, well, here's some commentary I added. Listen to my buddy. This is what I read earlier. Listen to my buddy defend the cop in his actions. Sounds like Stockholm Syndrome. Not Helsinki. What was that joke? Sweden? No. The Stockholm Syndrome, a psychological disorder in which people who are abused and held captive start to identify and care for the abusers or captives. You've probably seen old movies where the protagonist is approached by a Nazi or a Soviet guard and ordered to show your papers. We all know the telltale sign of a police state. So, if police ever ask you to show your ID during travels, it's natural to feel a bit violated. Oh boy, the TSA. if you don't feel violated, maybe they ain't dug in deep enough. LOL. At my description. Cops are dumb idiots. Well, we're all idiots. We're all dumb. And what we've got to do is re-educate these. Now, when I see this cop again, next opportunity, when I catch this highway patrolman out there sitting there trying to revenue, I'm going to stop. And if he's traveling down the road, I'm going to stop him. I'm going to flag him over. Don't think I'm bullshitting. I've pulled over more than one cop. Guy ran against our current sheriff. I pulled him over. Buddy going down the road. That's a long story. What? Anyways. We was behind a bus stop, so I had my buddy pull up beside him. I said, look at you, got your ID? you got your driver's license? He said, yeah, yeah, I do. I said, what about your ticket book? You got it? He says, yeah. I said, get it out and start writing. I said, you got a tail light out. He said, I do. I said, yeah. I said, you didn't know? He said, no. I said, well, I'll let you go with warning this time. Now, he's moved to another place of working over in Greenbrier anyways, but still running for sheriff again. I don't believe he'll beat Scott Bradley. But anyways, la-di-da. When I see this trooper, I will pull him over, and it is my duty to give him a little more education, I think. Now, if somebody's doing something awful, that's a crime, right? Depending on the seriousness of it, could be a felony. Now, if I report to this cop that he's going to be going around and committing felonies and allowing others to do it, and that he needs to take that to his superiors. Now, the trick is being able to do this. Now, you watch the video, I'm pretty jovial with the fella, you know. I don't get rude with him or nothing else, but I just don't feel like that we ought to be allowing these Nazis tactics to continue. So, I will. I will, believe you me. I've told a couple of judges my opinion as well. One judge even told me that I just don't know when to keep my mouth shut. I said, no, ma'am, I do not. Backing up in here, let's see here over in Chattanooga, up there. Trust no one. Hey, cowboys, face. Space Wolf. Love you, Grant. I'm the cowboy. What's up? What's up? There's a great bar man. And I know Grim is here somewhere. He's preparing for the balls to the wall. Put your ball to the wall. Oh, whoa, we're up to 64 views on that. Huh, cool. So that was up for 2 days. I didn't even put any tags down there for the promoting. Now, how? Boy, you know, I've been negligent. I should have taken the helm there and been passing that around. Thanks over to and on Radio US, Spreaker over there. They are passing the word around. Check this out, dude. Let me go back over here to Real Liberty Media on Facebook. Let's take a look inside, shall we? Hey, we received. That's just gonna take me right to the page. Talk about timing, notifications, punctuality. I guess it's kind of life gap. Zach, talk to your. Maybe you can. She's on my show, dude. I mean, I was her ass pro man. A sharp lady and a good interviewer, Vin. Would also be an excellent interviewer. Who are y'all talking to? Oh, yeah. They don't realize they're talking to me. I see. This is a message to Real Liberty Media on Facebook. Grim is freaking awesome, man. He's created a... Man, this is like the most... All this stuff. Cool. Over here, you can... information. Yeah, Real Liberty Media. This is the place. Let me try to read this. Let me see here. I don't guess this is too private. Oh. Well, it looks like I'm a... Who the hell am I talking to? I'm way to... Sent by Kira. And... Y'all are talking about me or what? Oh, what are you leaving for me to handle, Grounds? How long ago was this written? What the hell? I'm very lost here. I'll have to try to catch that up. Let me go to the page and give a big, big thank you shout out, a round of applause. I guess y'all was talking and then I got somehow interjected in. I'm very confused. wait a minute. Where's it at? What happened to it? Come here, come here. I'm looking for it. Look, 11, 12, 13. Two shares. There's more shares than that, I think. Hey, get back over here quick. Blanking out on me. Hello. Hello. Yes. Test. 1, 2, 1, 2. Yes, test. Go ahead. All right. Check this out. Thanks. Anon. We're getting a word out for Hal Anthony. Where's my mic? There it is. No, that's George.
Which way did Mike go?
There he is. Hello, Mike. Hello. So, big shout out. Round of applause for the folks over liking RealLibertyMedia.com and the post from Anon Radio US.
Ooh, way to go, way to go.
So, we got Mary Kay. We got Dustin Darrell. Windows, what? Windows POS. Is that like a piece of shite? 8 phone. Oh, so we got to go back and like all these. Look at all these guys that come like our page. Well, we'll catch you guys up for sure. We'll like you back. That's some daggum good networking there, D-Man. Right on, brother. So, I'll catch back up to that in the morning. In the morning. In the evening. Let me see. Let me read them off, though. Windows POS 8 phone. Now, I did go over and like Technovaps. I got the message from him. And we're going to spread the word. So, before I bounce up out of here the first week, I hope I can get the D-Man up in here with Real Liberty Media. Yo, what's up? Come on in. Get involved. Bring your posse, man. Bring your crew. Y'all know what to do. Let's get it on. Do some red video. While I'm stepping away for a bit, but as you can tell, I probably won't be able to stand it. I'll be back. So, Techno Vamps, yo, I'm a skater freak. Ferguson 5.0. There's an anti-farmer. So, we'll go back and like all these guys later. What an asshole, people of Bangor buses. What? Just for fun. Pepper spray for fries. I like it. Weird change. Change Bangor. It's not Bangor, Maine. Okay, it's Bangor. I've been there, I know. And on you, Radio US, yo, 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 there it is. And Pro Piracy Institute. We sure enough coming back to give a big old hell yeah. We likes y'all folks and a great big appreciation for all that. So, yeah, that's, let's get the word out, man. We just talking, right? We just talking. Talking about. Yeah, this was, thanks, Kira. Mike Blue here was back on with Kira last Saturday. And that was my audio for a while. That's her ass pro man, assistant producer dude, however you want to say it. I was the guy back there in the background pushing buttons. I like pushing buttons. What this one does. I'm afraid that's going to be my final words. I wonder what this button does. We're running a big old round amount. You know, come back around to, well, I guess we've run through the protocols and we touched on them, right? So let's go on to what punctuation. Let's see if I can remember this. I went to go find it and it's gone. I need a drink of water first. I like to roll me a lemon out and squeeze it too. What if I could do that and talk? Oh, why? Blimey, blimey. I'll needle it. I need it. No, I'll need it with my hands. Like dough. I need it though too. You know, limes. Good stuff. Alkalizing. So, we'll go to punctuation. My punctuality is, friend of mine says, if you're punctual, you'll find you'll have a lot of time for yourself. Made a lot of sense. And he put one of them semicolons in there, and I told him, I said, I like the way you punctuated that. He says, I see what you did there. Thanks, Clayton. Guy I went to school with, we played football together, like in junior high, and he's a person that I take as one of those buoy points. He's a Christian pastor in church. And he tells me, you know, he's just a guy like me. I told him, I said, you know, I look to you as one of those points of focus, one of those beacons, one of those buoys, right? I want to keep level. So I not only, you know, I want to look at people that are other than myself, but well, I ain't really found nobody like any of the many venues that you have come across. Since my time here at RealLibertyMedia.com, thanks to Grimner for maintaining the site. You've done a good job. And Bo Diddy over there at Freedom's Network. Oh, boy, that's a place to be. Man, I've been so busy, I ain't been over there in a day or two. Anywho. All right, so where were we? Oh, yeah, punctuation. Being punctual. Being on time. Well, I'm a slow mover, I'm going to tell you. And I've been building this craft, okay? Now, the hard part was is gathering the right materials. This is all scrounge stuff. You know, I ain't bought nothing. But it's going to be cool. Now, some of y'all might have seen the pictures of my floating tent. Well, it floats in the air, and it floats on water. Well, actually, the floating on the water part will be that portaging of my supplies to an otherwise kind of an out-of-the-way quiet place. Along, and I've changed my destination several times, made several excursions. Matter of fact, I was coming back from the river when we got pulled over. But I can do the isolation where I'd want to on this creek and be close enough to town, because I've got some things I want to be doing, and I've talked about that. But also, well, it's the first step out, and sometimes, you know, you step out and forget your hat, not be like Bilbo and just go on without a kerchief. Yeah. So me, I'll tell you what, I've been pretty impulsive most of my life. I've learned to slow down, and we'll make sure it's right. So, yeah. This is going to be fun. So I'm going to take me some boots. I've got, thank you, Dr. Simon, the Judas Syndrome. I read the preface several times, and very enjoyable. Oh, Becky, I've got I haven't seen your CD right here. Ah, from Phyllis Sinclair, Dreams of the Washerwoman. Sorry, Becky. Maybe we can do that. I'm also taking this boot right here from a fellow I met out in Vegas named Larkin Rose. He signed this book for me. I got this at the Bundy Ranch. He sent a few cases of his books out there, The Iron Web and The Most Dangerous Superstition. So it's kind of would almost appear contrasting to some. Hearing of the Judas Syndrome compared to, or side by side with the most dangerous superstition. Vincent, warning. You have terrible handwriting. May cause cognitive dissonance. That's what Larkin told me of reading this book. So, you know what? Walter read this on air, and you can find it in the archives at UCYTV. YouTube user, UCYTV, no dot in between there, UCYTV, YouTube user, and the Souvenir Event, that's our good friend Walter from the Netherlands, but why don't you call it Holland, man? Who renamed this? Who started calling Holland the Netherlands? You know, when you think of Netherlands, you think of like, I mean, what is this, some bad place? Or, I mean, is it, like, geographically, what? Or is it like another planet, like Uranus? Netherlands? I don't know. Yeah. It does cause me some concern, though, to know that people, even the Dutch themselves, referring to their locality as the Netherlands. Walter, please explain these things to me. For me, please. Wait. We have a message. Yeah, incoming. So, Cowboy, what is this? When pause evil piece or point of sale. Oh, point of sale. Sometimes both. Yeah, I bet that's what it is. Point of sale. So we've got some advertisements, but hey, we are not opposed to some of these I forget what you call it. Solicitations. Oh boy, if I only knew what it was I was gonna say. Anyways, yeah, I'm building this thing, and I got the last pontoon. So I was fitting it to hold these pontoons. They're 15-gallon plastic drums that had some detergent coming in, right? Like a big 55-gallon drum, but only smaller, you know, like 55 minus 15, and that's how many differences there is in between in gallons. Yeah, so figure that out. Now, I'm not sure, it ought to be guaranteed to hold 250 pounds. It's just going to float my gear. Now, what I've got a plastic chest. I've got a small barrel, which would be about 8-10 gallon. These barrels with the plastic lid goes over and bing, snap ring. That'll be my dry goods. Keep that dry. Let's take a couple of milk crates for containment of that and some plastic buckets, 5-gallon buckets to take with me for collecting specimen rocks for my rock art. This creek, this is why I want to go here, because it's not the same at other, believe it or not, you can go to different branches in the rocks, the formation, all that is completely, completely different. Most of them are just like, you find one good one here and there, but this branch here has got some primo rocks, man. Not the kind you get high on. Well, I get high. I get high with a little self. Well, whatever I mean. Look, I'm making this an hour. I think we've got some cake made down the road. I was running too, yeah, but busy all day long. Look at there, it's already 43 minutes into the hour. Had a bowl of beans like you can't know. So I come back down here for some cornbread mix, take back over my buddy over there. He's a good cook, indeed. And lo and behold, I didn't have any cornbread mix, but I did find chocolate cake, man. Well, it's brownie or whatever you want, but yeah, sometimes I fall for the sweet side, but listen, to offset that, I've been squeezing this lemon the whole time, the lime, I mean, black limes are any lemons. I've ate a few of them down Mexico, too, chasing lime juice with Jose Cuervo, not Jose, Cusano Rojo. Ooh, I don't like promotion. Yeah, Cusano Rojo, it's the red worm, the worm inside the mezcal. Been there. Where were I? Yeah, the trip. Okay, so what else I got on there? Well, I was debating on taking cushions, right, and put them inside the barrel along with my bedding and clothes. A big barrel, like a 55-gallon plastic barrel. I don't have a lid to it, but I could just put plastic over the top down, no problem. Keep that dry. And I'm probably still going to need to take that anyways just for the covers. But anyways, a mattress that fits the frame. This is what I built it out of, a bed frame, a twin-size bed frame. So I've got this styrofoam mattress that has a plastic wrap that goes to it. So thinking about when I pack everything on, boom, put that right on top, making another net, which ought to go pretty fast since it's rectangular, and put some attachments for tie-downs on it. And I'm gonna shoot some video and show you how I put all this stuff together. And anyways, put the mattress on top, boom, this big, thick pond lining plastic to over that so I don't puncture anything. Slap the welded wire over it, cinch it down, boom. I don't think I'll be too top-heavy. I keep my center of gravity low as far as the heavy stuff. But yeah, I ain't really thinking too much heavy. Some little practice, just some throw-together stuff. I'll be improvising some rocket stove, cooking, and different, just a search of some of the plants. I also taking this book too. This one or another one. This is the healing power of herbs. So actually, I will probably want to take it's up in here. The Herb Lady's Notebook. That's a good one. There's some more I got up in here. I was looking for the ones indigenous. Weeds of this area, is a bit somewhere, but yeah, I'll probably take that one. And identify some plants and eating the weeds. what I'll be doing. Shooting some video. Yeah, some fire making skills. That next cast I'm talking about, like Cal talks about leaders. Yeah, they've usually got a hook on the end of it. So yeah, my next cast will be for a leader, with a leader. For real this time, honestly, this is my last one for now. Hold this pot. No, I'll be back. yeah, I'm gonna go all hobo for a little while. Get out on the river I want to do some physical therapy. I've already been doing some of my own. Squeezing the pliers, my God. So I built this attachment out of welded wire. And I just kind of lapped it on there and started fitting it in. So now I've got it done. And I've got a couple of improvements that I'm not going to change that one out. But the other end, I was going to do it today, but I've been I got up early this morning. But anyways, this next one will go fast because I got the layout anyway. So coincidentally, the number of squares, number 33 long and 13 wide. Now, is this some kind of mysterious thing? I don't know, but I found that interesting because I stretched it out and then didn't count. You know, I just kind of guessed it out. And then cut it out, and now I have what I need for the other one, and that ought to, I'll probably start that when Walter's on in the morning listening outside, and get that down. That's the last thing I got to do. I got the, you know, all my gear together, the cooking equipment, bedding. So yeah, I got a mosquito tent. Let me tell you about that. Yeah, my contraption, the floating camp. So yeah, it mosquito net tent over it, and it swings from the trees like a porch swing, a hammock, but rigid. You don't have to be balled up to lay in it. And it also floats on water. Yay. So I break camp, put it all on. And this ain't going to be this long float trip. I've been how many spots? Four different spots on the middle fork of the Little Red River. And the water's it's pushable a couple ways. I probably could make it, but then it kind of is counterintuitive in timing. Since I'm a week late, it would have been perfect. But I need to be on another creek for access to the town. And anyways, that's all I do. But yeah, who knows? As I'm building it, I watched all these videos on YouTube and stuff, and these people making these homemade pontoon boats and stuff, and I was thinking, man, I could add like a tail end to it and plop me a sail in the middle and take it right onto the lake. Because at this point, you know, I've got to go at least float to the lake at some point in time. After, I don't know. Anyways, we'll see. You know me, I ain't good at making plans and sticking to them. I let the things happen as they do. Now, I am punctual about doing that, though. Don't take me wrong. You know, if nothing bothers me more than tardiness. And ever since I was young, when I was a teenager, this old man told me, he says, you see all them guys show up, and there they are all drinking coffee and stuff, done time to go to work. He says, my advice is have your coffee drinking and your bullshitting done. When the bell sounds, it's time to go work, by God. And I've always been early to work. No, I always mostly was the supervisor, the big man or whatever, so get there early and setting stuff up. One time the clock changed, and it was like, man, where's everybody at? So I go in there, ask them. These back in Texas, these two brothers, rednecks, they own the place, H&H Steel Manufacturing, prefabricated buildings, and send them out there, and people put them up. Hey, Grams, what's Pearl's on fire? Oh, that reminds me. Don't let me forget. Anyways, I said, so, where's everybody at? Well, you know, people come in an hour late. So I didn't know the clock changed. How many people you ever know went to work an hour early? Yeah, that was me. But anyway, that was fun. Pearls before swine, yes. Absolutely. So a couple of demonstrations. I thought I'd set some breakaway snares out of I don't want to catch no hogs, but the place I'm going to back is the place with hogs. So I've got these plastic pearls over here, and I'm going to like, and this is how we bait the trap. And I'm going to throw the pearls down there like that's bait. Probably spill a little something on there and make it stink for a hog to come along and want to investigate and let them roll through there and trip the trap. Just a little practice thing. I ain't going to catch it and eat them nasty critters. I got Jacana. The kind of worm, they try to crawl all over your body, through your eyeballs, through your heart, your different organs, your muscles, your knuckles, your brain. Yeah, forget about it. If anyone gets in your heart or your brain, you're pretty much done. People say, oh, there's nothing wrong with eating wild hogs. Jacana, it has highly been exaggerated. Hardly nobody is affected by this at all. Now, I'll have you know, I talked to the guy that worked here. There, when I was working in Selborne, POS, pearls on twine. I like it. Perfect, Graham. POS, pearls on twine. Boom. There you go. We'll name that video, pearls on twine. Ha ha, thanks. Yeah, so the guy worked at the, he's an inspector for, U.S. Department of Agriculture at Selborne, right? I said, let me ask you something. What can you tell me about Turkana and hogs? He said, oh, we quit testing for that. I believe he said back in the 1950s. He said, you cannot certify a hog to be Turkana free. The whole carcass, that is, because they'll be one place and not another. So, basically, you don't know if you're getting it or not. And the government ain't telling you whether you're eating worms or not. And, you know, I don't care how hard you cook them. Them little worms have eggs. And them larvae is what hatches off in your belly. Gone through a lot of heat. Yeah, they live. They'll crawl through you.
Yeah.
Infidels
eat twine.
Pearls on twine. What the fork? Okay, so where was it? Broke. Pearls. Pearls on twine. And where do we go from here? Running out. I'm going to go down and have cake and be probably back. I don't know if I'll make it back in time for the balls to the walls before the start, but I'll be here when it's playing. For sure. Anyways, want to do some rock art and first get some solitude and listen to the voices in my head. And I'm bringing a pen and paper, so just rounding the edge, what matters worldwide, rounding the edge, the next series I'll be doing. So this is kind of an outline. I mean, they're not an outline. This is a prequel to it, at least. Idea. Now, I mean, I've studied all these topics these past few years. I've spoke about them, and I'd like to be able to bring them in order and be able to speak without all the string of words and this and that. And I think I'd like to also have some pre-records in there, some interviews, segments. I got a lot to learn also in this meantime. Punctuation. Look, say what you will, grammar does matter. String of words, you know. Yes, I do want to study. I like learning. Yeah, never gets tiring to me. It does bear down, I'd say, at times. And that's when it's time to take a little break, evacuate, ventilate. Hey, I guess Vinny was late. One of them was. I see two of them in here. Oh, y'all. Hey, Cowboy Tech Grimner, Moose Girl. She's out at the Blue Ox thing. Trust no one. I be Dawn's here a couple times. One's at work. Java Doctor. Java. Longtime friend over there on UCY.TV. Want a taco? I'll have two, por favor. Souvenir! Vinny Ventilate, Chloe Grams, Mary B, and Space Wolf, also at the top. Haha, you didn't get listed first. Sorry, Beth. I had to scroll down and I didn't know. You was above the scroll. Beth C, so we're going back up now. Barman. And Asmo on top. Always the assholes have been on the bottom throughout recorded history, as far as until recent history, that is, when we do have the anal retentive that seem to be all amongst us in society today, causing major problems as far as peace and tranquility. Because I ain't gonna pretending people, they got a shitty outlook on life, and everything stinks to them. So, hey, we don't even like that no more. All right, I'm killing this. Call me gone, baby. We'll see y'all in a bit here. For Balls to the Walls, I'm going to shut it all down, and I'll come back directly. Thanks. Walter's in the morning. I'd be 10 o'clock Eastern time, so I'm going to event. And Cure at 4 p.m. Eastern time. Then we got Bo Diddy. And there's the phone call. Aha! And then see y'all Sunday. All right? Love and peace. Come and gone. And we're still on air. Hold on. I'm killing the radio. I'm killing this radio.